1-800-449-8686. And now, Phil Hendry.
The Phil Hendry Show now presents part 11 in our 18-part series, Stem Cell Research and You. With Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley from the Western Estates Homeowners Association, we'll be talking today about stem cell research and also about the pregnancy, I guess, is a very dear friend of yours. I understand that Natalie Gogan is pregnant, Bobby. Is that right?
That is correct, Phil. Natalie, who lives down from Steve and I, just found out she's pregnant. I think she's about 2 weeks along.
Isn't she the one that got the part in the sitcom? And we're going to relate all of this, by the way, to stem cell research. She got a part in a sitcom, right?
She did. She got the part in the new Art Howell sitcom, Deadweight. A real juicy role. She plays the upstairs landlord in an apartment full of college students. It's really, really funny.
All right. Well, you told me on the phone before we went on the air that this had something to do with stem cell research. Is she... I understand. Wasn't there somebody in her family that was injured, or there was something, somebody else?
No.
That must be someone else. That might be Ted Bell's family. What has this got to do with stem cell research?
Well, she never really wanted to get pregnant. And what's happening now, Phil, is she got the part in the sitcom. And so she has a dilemma. And I think it's a dilemma a lot of women who've always wanted to have their own career is facing. And...
Just have lunch?
Yes. Her husband wanted her to get pregnant.
Okay, it was her husband.
Yes. And because he comes from a large family, but she did anyway, even though she didn't want to, because she wanted to make him happy, and she'd heard that Kate Blanchett was expecting, and she's a big fan, and so she got pregnant.
And now she finds out that she's going to be on this sitcom.
And now she finds out she's going to be on a sitcom. She's only 2 weeks pregnant, but by the fall...
She'd be pretty big by fall, wouldn't she?
That's correct.
What are the show's producers aren't going to like that?
No, Art Howell says he wants the landlady character to be this older, single, sort of slut-like, into some kind of light B&D, nothing really crazy, but she's just this older slut who wears a diaphragm, so she would never get pregnant.
And so what are we talking about here, then? She's pregnant, she's got a part in a sitcom, the producers don't want her to be pregnant. What are we talking about? Are we talking about abortion?
Well, she has a career, Phil, that's beginning to take off. And
just tell them about it.
Hey, Steve, do me a favor, will you?
All right.
Let me talk to Bobby, and I'll talk to you in a second, okay?
All right.
You got that?
All right.
Has he been drinking again? I'm just curious.
Yes. Yeah, he has. He got home early.
All right.
Jesus. That's bad, huh?
No, it's I can handle him. No, what we're talking about, her career is beginning to take off. The fetus is small enough where that if... That is what I said to Natalie. Have you heard about stem cell research? And she said that she'd been listening to the Ken and John show, and they said something about it, too. And I said, well, if you have it removed, they can donate it to the stem cell researchers, and there's a very high likelihood that it might actually do someone some good, as opposed to, having the baby and letting it basically gut your career before it even gets out to pasture.
Yep. Well, so in other words, you're advising her to abort the fetus and donate it to stem cell research.
Yes.
And you advise that?
I think Natalie should have her abortion and make sure she doesn't jeopardize the sitcom. And the aborted fetus can be transported via refrigerated truck to,
I don't know how they do it.
I think they would transport it in a refrigeration unit.
I don't know how they do that, okay? And I don't really want to talk about that. You're talking about advising a very good friend of yours into having an abortion because she's going to get a sitcom.
What are you? Are you pro-choice? Are you?
It doesn't have anything to do with that. It's just that the husband is probably going to have a lot to say about that.
Well, Ray Gogan is a headstrong man. He's emotional. He's very much a control freak. They moved in a month ago. And I promised myself I'd keep an eye on him. And I noticed he's very traditional. He wants to control the woman, and here is Natalie with an opportunity to be in a false sitcom, and I can just imagine him saying something stupid like, I want you to have this baby. Not now, Phil.
Well, this is the father. This is his child. He's the husband.
So what is she supposed to do? Tell Art Howell, thank you, Art? but I have to pass up the...
I don't know what she tells Art Howell and the producers of this sitcom. What is she going to tell her husband, okay? He's the father. And don't you think he has a right to at least...
Oh, well, look, Phil, I don't think she has to tell her husband, if that's what you're talking about.
Why not?
He isn't thinking about his wife. He's not thinking about her needs. And it...
Why not? Why shouldn't she tell him?
And he's not thinking about the needs of the Western Estates Homeowners Association. And
well, I don't know what the Western Estates Homeowners Association has got to do with this. Look,
I'll do it, Steve. Phil,
look, this is a woman who is obviously, she got pregnant. Her husband wanted to have a kid. She didn't want to have the baby. I understand. She's got a career. This is a tough move. Can't the producers move the start date back? Can't they do something?
This is a one-time shot. She auditioned in a cattle call. She got called back out of about 3,000 girls. She's not going to get an opportunity like this.
What has your homeowners association got to do with a woman's private decision whether she's going to have an abortion or not? And then donate it to stem cell research, I don't get.
You can donate the fetus to...
I understand that. I just don't know. Is this the rationale that you gave her?
Because she was... I said to her, Phil, if you let me finish...
I'll let him finish.
Would you tell him to shut up?
Hold on. I said to her, don't worry about having the abortion. You can give the fetus over. They grind it up and they make medicine.
Oily, they grind it up.
Well, they do something with it.
What about this homeowners association?
It's very common knowledge that if you have a celebrity living in your community, the property values are enhanced. And
oh, I got it. Now I understand. I got it now. So in other words, you got a sitcom actress living on your street, and your property values go up. You got to be dreaming with that one.
That's very common knowledge.
Hey, well, you want to know something? I live on my street. I don't know. I don't hear about anybody's property values going up there.
I'm talking about television.
Yeah, I thought you'd say something like that. Yeah, radio is just, you got a radio bum living on your street. Who knows? The prices may go down, right?
I didn't say that, Phil.
Well, what you're saying is doesn't make any sense. The property values will go up. Natalie will be able to have her career. The baby gets aborted, and the fetus goes over to the stem cell research place where they make medicine out of it. And what about the husband? What does he think?
Her husband isn't going to know, Phil.
Well, you're going to get yourself into a lot of trouble, okay?
What are they going to do?
You're interfering with that family.
This is the legitimate business of the Western Estates Homeowners Association as it pertains to property values. I wouldn't get involved for any other reason, but we've got a two-pronged opportunity. We can enhance property values by having her not be pregnant and get on the sitcom, and we can donate the aborted or the fetus to stem cell research. But either way, I think it's terribly important that Natalie have this abortion. As much as I am against the death of the children, or things that are almost children.
That's great, Bobby.
Let me finish, please.
Go ahead.
I am very strongly in the belief that Natalie Gogan needs to be on this new sitcom for her career, so that she's not controlled by her husband, so that, yes, our property values are enhanced. We've worked long and hard to make Western Estates one of the primary...
Gated communities?
Gated communities.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, Steve was going to say that.
Good for you there, Light Touch. Don't drink your dinner, man. Drink your lunch, not your dinner, Steve.
I heard that.
One of the primary gated communities in the area.
1-800-449-8686.
Is that it?
Huh?
Is that it?
No, that's not it. You hang on. We'll get to you. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking here to Bobby Dooley, who is of the Western Estates Homeowners Association. The title of this, Mike, is the title of this. Hello. The title of this is Stem Cell Research and You. So that means her friend's pregnancy interrupts her friend being on a sitcom, so therefore, don't be pregnant. You'll be on the sitcom, and our property values are enhanced. And what do you do with the fetus? You give it over to stem cell research. I don't think it works that way. And I don't think you... Hey, Steve, you there? I don't think you know what you're talking about at all. What do you think of that?
Hey, mate.
Hello?
That's all right. Hold on. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. And now, Phil Hendry.
Gently down the street.
Can we get, we're on the air, 1-800, could, Bobby?
Yes, Phil.
If Steve is going to be on the air with us, you got to get black coffee into him, you understand?
Get some coffee.
You got to get black coffee into him.
Okay, Phil, I think you're misunderstanding.
You're advising a friend of yours to get an abortion so that she can be on a sitcom so that everybody will know you have a TV star living on your street and therefore your property values go up. And
yes, but you forget the other part, which is that the aborted fetus can be used and made up into medicine of the stem cell research. And
I don't even think you know what that means. I don't even think you know what the process is, do you?
Phil, they take the fetus and they make it into medicine.
What do? They drop it into a blender?
What do they do?
A blender.
Don't ask him. He's drunk. 1-800-449-8686. Serena, hi. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes.
Go ahead, dear. You're on the air.
I am so appalled and I'm outraged about these comments being made.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this lady, she needs to get a job. You know, don't worry about your property value.
I happen to raise
property value going up.
I raised three sons. That's job enough for me. They're three good boys. And I'm also the president of the Homeowners Association.
Well, that's wonderful. I'm 19 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I raised a daughter by myself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure she can get a better job. If she wants to be an actress, that's fine.
Well,
work around her child.
Mm-hmm. Well, what if... Well, wait a minute. Where's the father?
My father?
No, you're... Where's
the
your
father
husband?
Of my child?
Yes.
He's gone.
Oh,
he
good
is
going,
not
Serena.
Here. I'm a single parent.
Good going,
I do
Serena.
It by myself.
Well, you really hit a home run with him, didn't you?
I sure
that's,
did.
That's a
not the
good...
out of the park, honey. Not
good.
The out of the park.
Right out of the
but
park.
I'm a great mom. I provide everything for my child.
Well,
and I'm
if...
sure she could do the same thing.
Right,
I'm
let's not knock
I'm
Serena
sure
because, you know, you're doing the best you can, Serena, right?
Exactly.
Well,
doing
so
more
quit
than
making
the best
fun of her, okay?
I want to ask you something, Serena, seriously. Okay, seriously, all right? Are you listening to me?
I'm listening to you.
Art Howell, who's one of the biggest television producers in Los Angeles, comes to you and says, Serena, you're it. You're it, Serena. You're the next Felicity. You're the next Moesha. You're the next Christina. We want you, but you're going to have to get rid of that kid.
You know what?
Come
I
on.
Said holler at ya. I was the next accountant.
Holler
I made straight A's in high school.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say, sorry, you take me and my child, or you don't take me at all.
But what if the child? What if the child wasn't born yet? What if it was just almost not yet a... it was gelatinous. Let's say that...
Oh, will you come on? Call it what it is, a fetus.
Well, Phil, why are you yelling at me?
What do you mean, gelatinous?
What are you thinking?
What if you could just, with a little vacuum suck... You're the next Felicity. With just the sound of a Hoover.
No, I'm not.
Hello? Hello?
I'm here. I would,
what's going on around here, man?
I would not do it.
You
I found out when I was 3 weeks pregnant.
You
that
done.
Gave me plenty of time.
Mm-hmm.
I knew right then what
mm-hmm.
I was going to do,
mm-hmm.
and she should too.
Well, you know what? That's exactly the decision she's going to make. And I think she needs to make the decision that says, this is a shot for me. I can be on television. I can be on the TV with Titus and Felicity and Malcolm in the Muddle and all of them. Wouldn't you want to be? Wouldn't you?
What about next season? What about next season when the show's canceled
yeah.
and she's out of a job
yeah.
and a child? What about
his,
that, man?
What if his pile of crap sitcom goes under and now she's given over her fetus?
But this is the whole thing.
If she can't take it
you
back.
You're missing my point. She can give the fetus over to the doctors that make medicine out of it. You're not listening to me. That
you mean the stem cell research?
Yes. What about that, Serena?
The stem cell research?
Mm-hmm.
I think if a child has problems and it's not going to make it through its life...
Isn't that precious?
That
is that
would
your
be
little,
okay. If the child was not going to have a life,
is that
maybe.
Is that your little daughter?
Excuse me?
Is that your daughter there?
Yes, I do, and she's beautiful.
Would you put her up to the phone so I can say hello to her? She sounds precious.
Bye.
Give me the phone, Steve. Hello, darling. I'm Bobby. How are you, sweetheart? You wouldn't mind if the doctors made a medicine out of you when you were...
Will you knock that off?
What did you just say to my daughter?
Never mind, ma'am.
I didn't say anything.
You know what you said.
I heard what you said at the end. I sure did.
Well, I'm trying to be honest with the child.
Boy, oh boy.
Medicine out of it.
There is something. You have.
There's some kind of an alcoholism. I think there's an alcohol abuse in your house.
Okay,
look at Serena.
Can I talk to your son? How old's your son? He's a little bit older,
yeah,
and he can understand.
I'll get him. Hey.
Hey, how old are you, sweetie?
16.
You're 16?
Yeah.
Is it okay if we take your life and to make some medicine for some other people?
What do you mean, like Final Fantasy or something?
No, I'm talking about real life. Can we take your life and make medicine for other people?
Take my what?
Your life.
Life?
Your life.
Your life.
L-I-F-E. Can we kill you and take your life?
Yeah, sure. How much?
No, you're not paid.
Would I get $1 million?
Forget your mama and your dad.
Would I get $1 million or something?
You would be dead.
If you're dead, what difference does it make?
Huh? Yeah, that's okay.
Wait a minute, kid. What we're saying is we're going to make medicine out of you.
What are you talking about? Get your phone back. What are you saying to my son?
I asked him if it was okay if we take his life.
His life?
To make medicine.
His life.
His life. To make medicine for other people.
He loves to laugh.
His life. L-I-F-E. His life.
My wife don't spell too good.
Life, you idiots. Life.
How dare you?
Well, Bobby...
What were you saying to my 8-month-old child?
Oh,
you're the one that put him on the phone.
You put that little baby up on the phone.
He's 16 years old.
Oh, I said something about, would you mind? She can't understand what I'm saying. My son can't understand what you're saying.
Exactly.
So that's
he's
the
16
difference.
Years old.
That's the difference.
Well, Bobby.
That is the difference.
Bobby, that was lowered and low to say to that little baby, can we grind you up and make medicine out of you?
Oh, I'm fooling.
He's just clowning.
You
well,
don't
clown
with my child. I'm a mature parent.
Oh, I've heard about all you southern mothers. You release the parking brake. Next thing you know, they're in the lake.
Exactly.
That's a really horrific thing to say.
Exactly.
Well, isn't that what
and the next thing I know, I'm in the lake after my child.
That's right.
I take very good care of my child.
All right.
I work like a dog for my child.
Hey, Bobby, why don't you sober your husband up, okay? It's called black coffee.
I told him to.
What's the guy do? He gets off the job and then comes home and starts getting pickled?
Hello, is that your daughter?
My daughter's sitting here nursing.
Yeah, let me talk to her again.
She's busy.
She's nursing?
Yes, she's busy.
Can I watch?
Okay. Thank you very much, Serena. Thank you for your call, hon.
Thank you.
Have a nice day. What are you trying to do?
Phil, we are talking about a young mother.
What do you mean getting on the phone with that baby and going, you need to make a little medicine out of you? And what's with your drunken husband? Can I watch?
You have an nipple in
it. Steve, come on. My husband gets... He likes to see women nurse babies. I don't know what it is. I think it's...
It's the least erotic thing I've ever... I mean, it's beautiful, but it's not that... Do you think it's erotic? I mean...
Oh, get you talking about this on your show.
Anyway, our number 1-800-449-8686, Bobby and Steve Dooley. Can we get back to the point here? And the point is...
Phil, the point is that Natalie Gogan has landed a wonderful part in a sitcom. And she has about another week to make a decision, should she get the abortion or not. And
should she abort her child so that she is nice and flat tummy for the sitcom? And meanwhile, she'll be on a sitcom, you guys, your property values will go up, and you can take the fetus and donate it to stem cell research. I get the feeling that you think stem cell research is your little, that's the little proviso here that's going to make you guys look fantastic, right?
I think any time a woman can enhance her career, help medicine, and...
What's the third one?
I don't know. There's just two things. Help her career and...
Yeah, help her career, enhance medicine by donating the fetus, and her husband doesn't have to know. Does the husband know she's pregnant?
No, we're not going to tell him.
And what do you got to do with this?
I'm advising her.
You're the Homeowner Association president.
I am advising her, and I have told her not to tell her husband that she's pregnant until she makes the decision.
The president of the Homeowners Association telling a woman who's pregnant when to tell her husband. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
What is this part that Natalie's got on the sitcom?
She's going to be playing the landlady of some young college students.
You said something about her being a slut?
Yeah, she plays this sort of middle age, you know, approaching 40 slut. She's into some light bondage and, you know, I don't know, probably has some very kinky sexual tastes. But she can't be pregnant. And that's why when Natalie got pregnant, I said to her, this is really a great part for you.
Oh, that's great. She's going to play a middle-aged slut, and so therefore she's going to abort her baby so she can be on this show.
You know, all of this indignation about aborting the baby, you can get pregnant any time, Phil. You can have 9, 10 children, Phil. I have 3 sons. I'm not on a sitcom. One thing that a woman can do, okay?
Why would you want to be...
Let me finish, please.
Go ahead.
One thing that a woman can do is have babies. She can have as many babies as she wants. And believe me, I've got a husband sitting over here drinking Kahlua and coffee. Came home early from work. Listen to that.
And he sounds like he's drunk.
He is. But one thing I don't have is a sitcom. I can spit babies out with the best of them. I can pump them out day and night, just like any other woman listening to this show right now. It doesn't take any talent. It doesn't take any brains. Spread your legs, stare at the ceiling, count the flowers on the wallpaper, and just let him do it. And you have yourself a baby. But a sitcom? No. And here's Natalie with a chance to do...
God, you sound bitter.
Let me finish, please, Phil.
Just sound bitter.
Here's Natalie with a chance, and you're saying no, no, no.
Just the ghoulishness of donating the fetus to stem cell research and having an abortion.
Well, you may think it's ghoulish, but look at my life. You see, that's my husband.
You live in a beautiful home. You got 3 beautiful kids. Your husband's loaded.
And when he drinks, he's impotent. You think I like that?
I wouldn't know, and I don't want to comment. I got to take a call here. Mary, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
I would just like to make this comment to Bobby that what I've heard here today, and Bobby, quit saying the uh-huh. It gets in the way of the words here.
I'm listening to what you're saying.
You're listening, so...
I'm here for you.
It makes me sick to my stomach to think that anybody would put themselves in the position to feel that they could give somebody else advice on getting rid of a life to raise their homeowners association.
If you think about
and
it.
And their property values. And, Bobby, I have to say one more thing here. I'm not done either, so I appreciate you letting me finish. I cannot believe that anyone
would you,
listening
hold on for a minute.
To this...
Bobby, would you shut up with that mm-hmm? The lady already asked you.
I can't believe that anybody listening to this and knows now where your homeowners association is living in what community would even want to live there. I think you've done more harm for that homeowners association with this call than
Mary,
any advice you could ever give Natalie.
Our Falltacular raises some $50,000 for charity. We had our fashion show this summer. Our new Bougainvillea phase will have homes up to 6,000 square feet.
Not impressed, Bobby.
Well, you know... that's fine.
I could afford to live in your community,
but Mary,
Bobby.
You have children.
I don't want to.
You have children. I have children. Neither one of us stars in an Art Howell-produced sitcom.
No, but I do star in the life of my children.
Oh. Whoop-dee-doo. Isn't that a great cop-out?
What's wrong with that?
It is the best thing I can do in my life.
Yeah, the star in the children. You know, this isn't some kind of a Charlie Rose interview. This is life.
When life gets to this point, it's sick.
No, but listen to that. You hear that?
Well, I can't help what your situation is. You've chosen it.
He's a drunk.
Why can't you get him some help?
What help am I going to get him?
Alcoholics Anonymous.
Oh, he's a good man when he's sober.
Well, he also makes me want to move into your community.
I'm sorry?
He also makes me want to move into your community.
Damn it.
You know, the guy's out of control, and you're on the air right now, and you got a husband in the background who's juicing it, okay?
Put down the tea, Maria.
And I've really said, Phil, all that I want to say, because I really cannot justify speaking
with this
woman.
Just going to run in and throw your little hand grenade and run off, is that it?
That's probably just about it.
Don't want to engage me in a debate, do you?
there is no debate here,
Bob. Well, let me just say one thing. When I get invited to the taping of Deadweight this coming fall, you won't be invited.
Honey, if that's important to you, then God bless you.
Oh, man.
Shut up, Steve.
And your other alternative would be, maybe be to be invited to the first year birthday of that child. So,
well,
you live with what you can
children.
Live with, and you look in the mirror, and
I
you go to bed
children.
At night with what you can sleep with.
What are they serving?
That's all
at
I can say.
If they're serving a Kahlua and coffee.
At what?
The kid's first birthday.
All right, Mary, thank you. 1-800-449-86-KALUAN-COFFEE at the kid's first birthday.
But he won't have one because he's...
Yeah, I know. He's going to be over there in the stem cell research blender. Here is Robbie on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi,
Phil?
Robbie. Yes, ma'am.
I'm pretty much outraged about this idiot that you've got on there. Number one, here's my comment. If anybody is going to be sucked out of a woman's womb, it should have been her.
How dare you?
We wouldn't have to listen to this.
No, come on, Robbie.
And you're telling me
Robbie,
you're going to waste a child's life because of a damn.
Robbie,
what,
please watch your language, please. Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
How dare you? You know, if you were
Don't dare me a damn thing.
I used to box.
You sitting there telling me you want to kill a child because of a goddamn movie?
This is a sitcom that Art Howell is producing.
Okay,
it's one
sitcom.
Of the top...
That's even worse.
You know who Art Howell is?
That's not even a god blessed movie.
It's a sitcom.
You're
going
to kill a child over that?
You have the opportunity to become the
next... No, I'm telling you what,
the
woman.
The next Calista Flockhart.
You know what? You're the perfect... If it ever should have been done, it should have been done to you by your mother. You know what? You should be the one out of a vacuum.
If I got sucked out of a vacuum,
then we wouldn't have to be listening to this bull.
No, I'll tell you what. We wouldn't have a great fall-tacular this year with our fashion show.
A what?
Our fall-tacular.
What the heck is that?
That's our fashion show. We raised... thousands
your
for charity.
Session? Your session?
Our fashion show, you hick.
And okay, now, ladies.
Ladies.
Yeah, you're a hick idiot.
You're an idiot.
That child
I'm
would live again.
I'm not the one
you know
sucking
something?
Children out of a womb.
What are you sucking?
And okay, ladies, please.
This child will live again as medicine for a sick man.
You are
when
so
you,
sick
when
it's
you
unreasonable.
Suck a fetus,
I wish, like, heck, your when, mother sucked you out.
Well, at least something's getting sucked around your house. Now, the child...
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Okay, now look.
The child will live again as medicine for a sick man.
What do you mean the child will live again?
The fetus. Oh, she hung up.
Well, yeah, I guess you devastated her with that stupid-ass something getting sucked around your house line.
Shut up. What I meant to say, at least something's getting sucked at my house. That's it.
Oh, great. That's fine.
When he's not drinking.
Yeah, that's great. What a sad family you've got.
Mm-hmm.
1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show, and that was part 11 in our 18-part series, Stem Cell Research in You. We'll be right back after this on the Phil Hendry Show.
And now more on the Phil Hendry Show.
So there you go. That's what I do on the show. I just do all the character voices, and then they, you know, people call up and talk to them, and that was another one that I did, Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley. This is the Phil Hendry Show. That's what we do in our program, Monday through Friday, kind of create a interactive improv, a new kind of radio, a new kind of talk radio, certainly, bringing to you the truth about talk radio, that it's just a... sort of an overloaded pile of old garbage, just a lot of rubbish. And we do it in a theatrical way. Let's take some phone calls now. Hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. What'd you think of that that last bit?
Let me tell you something, Phil. Your program, now you're the guy, because I just started listening.
Yeah?
You're the guy that does all the voices, aren't you? Are you the guy that...
Yeah, am I the guy?
Yeah, you're the guy on the radio. Everybody was talking about it at the party. There's a guy on the radio who talks to himself. Hey, Bob.
That would be me, sir.
Yeah, hold on, Bob. This is the guy I was telling you about. Listen, Phil Hendry.
What?
Phil Hendry,
Yeah, that's what I do. And
yeah, that's the funniest thing. And then what happens is these people call in, they believe it's real, and it's the funniest part of the show. And the only reason to listen to the show is when the people call in.
Who's this?
What, sir?
Who are you?
I'm Phil Hendry.
You're the guy who talks himself.
Yes, sir.
The guy.
Yeah, give me the phone. You're a... That's really funny. Do a voice.
Sir, I...
Then do one of your voices. Do a funny voice. Come on.
I really want...
But I gotta tell you. And so, how many different characters do you do? That's the greatest...
Okay.
Hello? Okay. Suddenly I don't feel so proud of what I do. Now I feel just like some kind of a freak. Interesting, isn't it? Just a moment ago, I was telling you how great the show was. Guy calls in and basically reduces the show to what it is. No. Mike, don't hold your hand up, Mike. I want to say this. I've been wanting to say this for a long time. I'm a freak. That's all I am. And that's all I am to you. Isn't that right?
No, I don't think that's right.
Shut up, bud. I'm just some freak that talks to himself on the radio. I'm a ventriloquist. Huh? Isn't that what I am?
Phyllis is not healthy.
Shut up, bud. This is my show now. I've been meaning to say this for a long time.
I mean, it's very bad for your self-esteem.
It may be and it may not be. I'm just that weird ass on the radio that does all these voices. Okay, if that's what I am, that's what I am. You probably think I have voices in my head, huh? Ridiculous. 1-800-449-8686. Hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, Phil, I wanted to know, when you go home and make love to your wife, is it like, do you go into character?
What kind of a stupid question?
I didn't mean to be offensive, I just...
No, I don't go into character.
Like, does she not sometimes know... Excuse me. Does she not sometimes know...
Do you have lunch with Bobby Doola today?
Maybe. Does she not sometimes know who it is she's you know, having the sex with?
She knows always who it is that she is intimate with. She doesn't have to...
Maybe she gets off screwing Steve Bozell or something.
No, she doesn't.
Is it like having an orgy because you got all those people with you?
What?
When you have sex with...
Get out of here! So that's what I mean. I'm just a freak. I'm the guy that can do voices. I'm the guy that can shift from one voice to the next. I'm the guy that has this rare, odd talent for dialogue. I hear sentences, the way people converse, and I'm able to kind of retranslate that and put it on the radio. And I thought maybe it was a talent, but all it is just some kind of a sideshow, some kind of a freaky thing, like an idiot savant who, you know, knows numbers, some idiot savant you take with you to Vegas who can play blackjack. That's me. Go to a party. That's what I get from people. Oh, you're the guy that does all the voices, you know? Well, I'm a lot more than that. I got brains. I went, you know, 2 years to college. I didn't graduate, but I read up. I read up on stuff. I'm reading a book right now. It's a book about the guy that ran Russia, the Tsar.
Phil, don't be hard on yourself. You're more than just a circus freak.
Oh, I'm more than a circus freak. One thing that I'm not, bud, is a guy with a plastic plate in his head after going through a tree head first because you lost control of your motorcycle.
That's through no fault of my own.
Oh, really? Well, I'm reading books about, you know, stuff. I know I got more to offer. I know I can do a regular talk show. Why don't we do that, Mike? Let's do a regular talk show. I want to try it. I want to try it out. I want to try it out, I said. I want to come on and I want to do a topic and I want to have real people call in and I want to talk about stem cells and Bush and then about President Bush. I want to talk about all of it and I want to do it now. I mean, got to be somebody out there that would talk to me for me. one 800 449 8686. What do you think about stem cells? Do you think it's kind of a deal? I tell you this right now. I've been reading up on it, see, and I think if you can cure a guy from being blind or, like Reagan, he's got that Alzheimer's. He doesn't think too clearly. But if you can get somebody's stem cells into him, but that's the whole deal. You got to be able to get the stem cells, but some people don't want you to have them. And why don't they want you to have them? I don't know. I'm going to be reading up on that. But it seems to me that maybe it's a good thing. And I want to know what you think. Give me a call. Going to do a talk show here. Let's go to the phones. Hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Don't buy a house.
What? Hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show. What do you think of the stem cell stuff?
Yes, no.
Hello? Hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
This blows, Phil. Go back to doing the voices.
Hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Don't buy a house.
Oh, that's original. That's like number two. And the only two, I only got like 15 lines, and that guy's getting in twice within 30 seconds. Great. Hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Don't buy a
house?
Yeah.
Okay. We're talking about stem cell research on the Phil Henry Show. Hi, you're on the air.
Baba Booey, Baba Booey.
I'm going to do this. I'm going to do a talk show, like with real people, and I'm going to talk about the real stuff. I'll go back to school, take some night classes, come in here with books, newspapers. Yeah, that's it. I'm going to go through newspapers, clip out articles, and bring them in and go, hey, what do you think about this? And what do you think about that? And what do you think about something else? And then I'll say, open phones. And then I'll say, whatever's on your mind, give us a call. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. And then people will call in, and they'll tell me what they think. I'll tell them what I think about that. They'll tell me how they love my show. They'll tell me I'm a breath of fresh air. And people will like me for me. Just for me. Not because I'm some freak that does voices. Look at me. I'm the elephant man. I'm not an animal. I'm a man. A human being. Hi, you're on the air.
Don't buy a house.
This will be the show where you get to talk about the issues that matter about the show where you talk about what matters to the issues that matter to you. The show where you talk about what issues matter about to you. The show where you talk about the issues that matter to you.
That's it.
The show where you talk about the issues that matter to you.
Don't buy a house.
On the Phil Henry Show, where the issues are.
House. Don't buy it.
The issues where I talk about it.
Don't buy a house.